Courtiers, think it no harm that silly poor swains in love should be, for love lies hid in rags all torn, as well as in silks and bravery. For the beggar he loves is less as dear as he that has thousands, 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 he that has 1,000 pounds a year. State and title are pitiful things, a lower state more happy doth prove. Lords and ladies, princes and kings, with the beggar hath equal joys in love. And my pretty brown quarries upon the hay hath always as killing, 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 hath always as killing charms as they. A lord will purchase a maidenhead which perhaps hath been lost some years before. A beggar will pawn his cloak and his trade, content with love to lie and live poor. Our eager embraces in coal sheds are always more pleasing, pleasing, pleasing than theirs that are dull in downy beds. A loris is free from patches and paint, complexion and features sweetly agree. Perfections which ladies often do want is always entailed on our pedigree. Sweet chorus in her own careless hair is always more taking, taking, taking than ladies that towers and pendants do wear. A duchess may fail, created for sport, by using of art and changing of things. Though she were the idol and goddess of court, the joys and the pleasure of Don, prince or kings, yet glorious in her old russet gown, she's sound, she's sound, she's sound, and free from the plague and pox of the town. A beggar's as boon and brisk in the dark as she that is painted red and white, and pleases her mate, though not such a spark as lies by the side of a lord or knight. And chorus hath beauty to content, so long as she's wholesome, 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 she pleases us, we don't repent. What though all the day she's attired in rags, yet once a week she changes her smock, and she that has gold and silver in bags, she can do no more than match a good cock. She's willing and ready to show her art, and still with her kisses, 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 she'll conquer the senses and the heart. All the night long we do hug and embrace, the greatest and rich can do no more. And when to the swain she joins her face, he thinketh what joys there's for him in store. By the task of the blisses so happy's he, he cries there's no beggar, 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 could so blessed or so fortunate be. The touch of her hand increases his flame, who conquered by charms a captive doth lie. And when he but thinks of his true love's name, he vows for his sake he could freely die. Then she revives him again with a kiss. He cries, "You undo me, undo me, undo me, had ever poor soul such pleasure as this?" Then gallants ne'er envy the poor's delight, pleasure to love and a plague to be free. Though some for our poverty do us slight, there's none alive more happy than we. We well are content with what we enjoy, and once in a twelvemonth, 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 we are blessed with a girl or a boy. Content is the thing we strive to possess, and better it is than a golden mine. Since us with the same the heavens do bless, what cause have we for to repine? No, we've enough our hearts to suffice, and he that doth murmur, 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 will never be happy nor wise.